It was strangely difficult to access any specific memory, but these unasked-for memories just bubbled up. Her face was peaceful, slack. If she was homesick for those years of raising children, of handmade chard sticky with syrup, of Lego under the sofa, of midnight bedwetting, of those small bodies always pressed against hers, it was such a constant state she didn't interpret it as homesickness. In any case, homesickness, like love, took energy, and this was something Millie did not have a lot of. Despite centuries of literature and music proclaiming otherwise, Millie knew that love was not what remained when everything else was stripped away. What remained was an awareness that love had been. Millie needed every ounce of energy to get out of bed in the morning and repeat the essential routines of daily life.